Then Tivot Shalom continues and he says, this is the idea we've explained of Bikurim. This idea is important to the world in the lowest places. We said Hashem wanted to connect to earth. He says, Hashem said, I have angels, I want to connect to earth. Hashem says, I want to connect to the lowest places of earth. When we bring Bikurim and we recount there was an Aramean, Lavan, who wanted to destroy our father, what we're saying is the worst place on earth. Lavan's house was a place that was the source of paganism. It was the source of Avodah Zarah. Lavan developed a house that was rooted in paganism, that would teach others to be pagans. He is known as Lavan Arami, Lavan the swindler. He's not, no one else, we don't find such a name for other people. Lavan shows up at Yaakov's door and he says, the boys are my boys, the girls are my girls, everything you have, it's all mine. Because Lavan is, from the attitude, it's all a question of power, and it's all my power, and everything you have here stems from my strength. So Yaakov, Lavan's house represents a house that denies Hashem has anything to do with anything. It's all a question of my force. And it is specifically there that Yaakov grows and brings up 12 tribes, and from there Am Yisrael can grow. The essence of creation is that a person can take the lowest point and say, this too can be holy. This is not distant. This is not left out. And that's why when we bring Bikurim, we're saying, look at how far this fruit has come. It's coming to the temple from the ground. What we're saying is, this is also the history of the Jewish people. We were at the bottom rung. We came from a place that represented the most defiled. What was Bisuel? Bisuel would violate every virgin in the city, it says. That's Bisuel, Rebekah's father. That's why he had the name Bisuel. So Rebekah grew up in the house where her father was not such a fine person. And yet, look at who she became. Rachel, Leah, they grew up in Lavan's house. And we're recounting that, we're comparing that to the fruit. And we're reminding ourselves, to some degree, that there's no excuse. A person can't say, but I come from, and I've been to, and my history is, and if you only knew what I've had to put up with and what I saw growing up. Okay? Rachel and Leah grew up in the worst house on the planet. And they broke out of that. And that's our responsibility. That's part of what we're recounting in Arami Ovei David.